For his travels today in Wisconsin and Michigan, President Bush's Labor Day theme is the importance of economic recovery. When Congress returns to Washington this week from summer recess, Democrats will take aim at the president's economic policies. Senator John Kerry, a Democrat from Massachusetts, gave a preview yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
You cannot do what President Bush is saying. The president, however, is still saying, we got plenty of money. We can reduce taxes, we can increase education spending, we can increase military spending, we can do prescription drugs, and still not dig into Social Security. Unless the President of the United States steps up and puts on the table the notion that they have made a miscalculation and they are currently misleading the American people, we're going to have a great deal of difficulty avoiding a train wreck.
Democratic Senator John Kerry speaking yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. One issue in the debate over Social Security reform is whether wage earners may shift some of their payroll taxes into private investment accounts. Commentator Robert Shapiro says both sides are trying to stack the deck, even as they overlook a workable compromise.
President Bush created a commission to study Social Security and named only people who already supported the idea. In the commission's first report, you guessed it, the message came that the system will collapse without partial privatization. Of course, virtually everyone who advised President Clinton opposed privatization. And as soon as the Bush report hit the streets, Democrats countered that Social Security will be fine as long as the privatizers don't mess with it. The trouble is, both sides ignore the facts that undercut their positions. Democratic critics gloss over the reality that Social Security must change to survive. In about 5 years, the number of people claiming benefits will start growing faster than the number working to pay for those benefits. And that's before the baby boom starts to retire. Democrats don't dwell on the fact that 15 years from now, when payroll taxes won't cover costs, the Social Security Trust Fund has no real assets to pay full benefits. And these Democrats often ignore how good it would be for the country and for every family if everyone saved more. So score 3 for the privatizers. But those who advocate partial privatization won't say that using the current trust fund surplus to pay down the national debt, a practice which they would end, helps maintain future benefits. Paying down the debt produces a stronger economy that in turn generates more payroll tax revenues. The privatizers also don't focus on the risks, especially for those who depend most on Social Security. People would trade part of their guaranteed benefits for a private account subject to an uncertain stock market. And one more thing. The privatizers change the subject when anyone notes that shifting part of people's payroll taxes to private accounts would put Social Security in the red in 5 years. So score 3 for the traditionalists. Face it, partial privatization isn't going to happen as long as Congress remains closely divided between the two parties. So here's another way. Create universal 401k accounts alongside Social Security, not carved out of it. This would let everyone save and invest tax-free for retirement. Not just the 40% of workers who now have employers who offer 401k plans, and not just people who work. Everyone could participate. What's more, the government would match some of the money that people put into their accounts. For those with lower incomes, the government would make flat-out contributions. It's not cheap, probably $30 to $40 billion a year, but universal 401ks would be good for future retirees as well as the economy. This way, Republicans get private accounts, and Democrats can preserve Social Security.
The comments of Robert Shapiro, an international business consultant who was an Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.